Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Listen, you can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. We're talking about changing today, not waiting till tomorrow, not waiting till next week. Change today is possible. Now, if you want to change next week, it's up to you. You can change next week. You can change. If you want to change next year, you can change. But just beware of what God has said before, you know, you decide when you're going to change. You know, just respond when you hear the words of God. That's all I can say. You know, you can hear me all day. I can talk. I'm not really a talker in everyday conversations, you know, from day to day in the street or whatever. But when I get on here to do the broadcast, it seems like I can just talk forever. And, you know, I feel sorry for y'all sometimes because I just keep talking, talking, talking and talking. But listen, you can change today. You can hear me talking and not change. But as soon as you hear the Lord talking, make sure you do something. Respond to Him. Don't sit there and ignore Him. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't sit there and just be indifferent and just look away and act like you didn't hear Him. That's dangerous for you. That is dangerous for you to do that. So we're going to read this here. We're going to go to Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3. And we're talking about you can change. You don't have to be the same person. You don't have to do what you've been doing. You can change. You can do that today. Touch somebody and say, change today. You can do it. Oh, yeah. Verse number 3. No, let's go to verse number 1. Chapter 3, verse number 1 of Jonah. Jonah 3, verse 1. Then the Lord spake to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver this message. The message is, you know, God's going to destroy that city. Now, beforehand, God told him and he ran. He ran and didn't want to say it, didn't want to do it. And then a big old storm came up and was rocking the boat because he went and grabbed a ticket to go sail to a whole nother city. And God said, no, sir, not going to happen. And so God sends a storm on that sea, and the boat was acting like it was going to come apart because the storms and the waves are just so strong and couldn't take it. But hey, while he was there, at least a few people got saved. A few people decided to follow the Lord. A few people believed, and they vowed to serve Him. So he said on the second time, get up and go to that great city of Nineveh, and I'm delivering the message I gave to you. And so in verse number 3, this time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh. This time he obeyed and went to Nineveh. The city was so large, it took 3 days to see it all. That's how big the city was. And nowadays, you can go from city to city in a matter of hours, a matter of minutes. But it says here, the city was so large, it just took like 3 days to see it all. Verse number 4. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 45 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. And that's what he said. Nineveh will be destroyed 45 days from now. Verse number 5. And the people of Nineveh believed God's message. They knew it wasn't him, but they believed God's message. And from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow. So God says this was an evil city. It was wild, man. Things were going on in here. And he sent the prophet to them and they heard it. It said, from the greatest to the least, from the rich to the poor, from the king to the servant to the, I mean, you're going to find out that even animals had to fast on this because they believe God so much. You know, we don't believe God that much. You know, we say we believe. You know, does your dog and your cat fast when you fast? Watch this. When the king of Nineveh heard what Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He dressed himself in burlap and sat on a heap of ashes. And then the king and his nobles sent this decree throughout the city. No one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps maybe God, yet God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. So the king got up and said, everybody got to stop sinning. Everybody got to fast. All the animals got to fast. They got to wear the same burlap you wearing. That went out from the king. Can you imagine if our government said something like that? Man, it would be amazing. It would be amazing. But I'm sure the people would try to vote those people out who say it. But anyway, not even the animals from your herds and flocks may eat or drink anything at all. So animals couldn't eat. People couldn't eat. Nobody could drink anything. Because the actual fast was the thing to break the binds of wickedness. And they were wicked in that city. And so if you want to break the binds of wickedness, you throw on a fast. And that tells you what they did right there. Not one, not even animals and herds and flocks can eat or drink anything. So I guess that's what a fast is. Not eating or drinking anything. You know, sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm going to fast. So I'm only going to drink water, or I'm only going to eat juji fruits and candy. You know, it says here, not one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks can eat or drink anything. That's what a fast is. If you want to break the binds of wickedness, fast. You see, you're being overcome by things, fast. You want to, you need a increase in pay at your job, fast. Pray and fast. Prayer and fasting. These things ain't gonna change unless God change them. And through that prayer and fasting is what you need. So if your whole house needs the cleansing, prayer and fasting. That's what we do. Prayer and fasting. If the church needs a cleansing, prayer and fasting. Your job might need a cleansing. You can't make everybody pray and fast, but you can pray and fast for the people at the job and the owners and everybody with the main responsibility. Hey, when it's wicked in there, just pray and fast. A lot of times your lunch break is going to be your prayer break. It just is, because that's how things are. You know, it's not like it's even more evil now than it was then. It's the same evil. Evil is evil. It's the same way. And if you want to change something, it's going to be through fasting and praying. Verse number 10. When God saw what they had done, and how they put a stop to their evil ways. They put a stop to their evil ways. He changed his mind and didn't carry out the destruction he had threatened. So when God makes a threat and says, this is what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, you can get him to change his mind, or at least revisit what he says, if you change direction. Just like those who don't believe, God says, you're acting like the devil. Hell was never made for people. Hell was made created for the evil angels and the devil himself. That was created for them to be destroyed in. That's what hell is for. But because people act like the devil and look like the devil, God assumes and not assumes, but he just assembles us right in there with him. Destroy everything. Lake of fire, you know. But when God saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind and didn't carry out the destruction he had threatened. So a lot of times the destruction that your family experiences, they don't have to experience that. They don't have to experience that. You can change that. Just change what you're doing. Just change what you're doing. Just change what you're doing. Repent. See? Turn from your evil ways. Repent. If my people who will call by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal the land. So a lot of the destruction that our families have gone through over time, maybe somebody wasn't praying. Maybe somebody didn't fast. Maybe somebody didn't get God to reconsider what he said. Or maybe he did reconsider it and not make it as harsh, you know. But when we repent, we changed how we think. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know how God operates. He just said, change your mind. Turn away from evil. Turn away from sin, man. Just turn away from it. You know, maybe you can't turn away today. Maybe you can't turn away next week. But you gotta, sooner or later, you're going to need to turn away from it. God knows you're human. He knows all of that. And he gives us time. He knows our minds. He knows how we think. And some will say, oh, he knows my heart. Yeah, he knows all of our hearts are evil. Greasy, evil hearts. And we have to change to fit his agenda. He doesn't change, you know. Well, I can't say he doesn't change. He doesn't change to fit us. But he can reconsider what he said is going to happen to us. If we change, if we make an about face, we change and repent. If we change the way we think, maybe we'll get God to change the threat that he put upon us. Who knows? Maybe he will.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.